the turkey that we don't know about?
Well, you had a good lead-in, Frankie. I was listening to you talk, and I was going, wow, this woman has given this some thought. And I guess the truth that, you know, we don't really think about is, you know, number one, you touched on it, is, you know, most people don't even know how their food is created. They just think it, you know, it ends up in these packages. But the truth of the matter is, you know, turkeys are raised for food and killed when they're only 5 or 6 months old. So, you know, when you really stop and think about it, you're eating babies. We are a society that is programmed to eat children. And these turkeys, they love, you know, like simple pleasures, like running and, you know, building their nest. They love raising their children. And, you know, they're curious. Turkeys love to cuddle. They will purr. They will literally, you know, they know you by sight. They know you by sound. They're just amazing, amazing creatures. And something that's really, really kind of interesting is, at one time, the turkey, long ago, before our country was created, you know, the turkey was kind of in line with the bald eagle to become our national bird, and the eagle won. That's a little trivia.
Right. Yeah. And Ben Franklin loved the turkey as well.
Yes, Ben Franklin did. He loved it.
So what about people saying that my turkey was organic, my turkey was raised humanely? Is there such a thing, Renee? Are we deceiving ourselves, and are we trying to make ourselves feel good?
Yes, we are, because there's really no humane way to slit a throat. When it comes right down to it, it's murder. Well, you know, I'm a little blunt, you know, but we used to be cattle ranchers, so, you know, I have no real judgment on folks, but what I do know is all the research I've come across myself, and all the conditioning, layers of conditioning. So we've been programmed to believe.
I have to disagree with you with one particular aspect, and that's a kosher turkey, because kosher turkeys are not killed, are killed in a humane way, as all animals that are kosher are killed in as humane a way as possible.
But there's really no humane way to kill an animal or a person unless you're going to euthanize an animal like a dog or a cat that is really sick and can't, you know, function. But to humanely kill an animal, it doesn't work.
I get your point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really not. And I've seen some horrible kosher slaughterhouse videos. I mean, you know, you hear the term kosher, you hear the term organic, and you immediately want to believe there's a more humane approach going on, when what's really going on is that humanity has defined the word humane. There is really no, these animals are sentient, beautiful beings. They all want to live. They all want to be with their families. None of them want to be food, and quite frankly, they don't need to be. You know, we've evolved into a space and time where, you know, we really don't need to be, you know, consuming animal products and ravaging our planet and our environment like we're doing, just so that we can continue to, you know, have this taste of flesh. That's why there's so many plant-based businesses springing up now. That's why dairy is going by the wayside. I mean, plant-based milks are skyrocketing, and they're even making, you know, meat now that is called clean meat. You know, it's actually out of like a cell or something of an embryo or something, but they're actually making clean meat that's going to be just like meat, except no animal was killed.
Right. I'm actually enjoying a lot of the plant-based Beyond Meat burger, the Beyond Meat burger and the Beast burger, and they're all plant-based with beets and beans, and they don't taste anything like a vegetable burger. They're really quite tasty and delicious. And you cook them. You have to cook them. But I had no problem eating all of the fixings for Thanksgiving because there were so many vegetables and so many choices for me this year. And I did a lot of stopping along the way and lots of choices for me. So I didn't miss not having a, I don't eat turkey. I haven't in a lot of years and decades, but that's another story. But the problem with turkeys is that the way in which they're farmed in factories, they live in, it's just horrible conditions, as you're sharing with us. And I wanted you to share with us that this is what the reality of the turkey is, and that they are very young when they are killed. They're fattened up with hormones. They're fattened up with special seeds and foods that are not good for human consumption.
Absolutely. You know, turkey consumption, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, it's turkey meat, it's good for you. You know, we get that message somehow through all of the advertising, but turkey flesh is actually just brimming with fat and cholesterol. I mean, there's a study where just one homemade patty of ground cooked turkey meat contains like 244 milligrams of cholesterol, and half of its calories come from fat. And when you think of that, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, and it's turkey flesh has got all this salmonella, these other contaminants and bacteria. I mean, they just, To be able to live in the conditions that they're forced to live in, I mean, literally forced and crammed in conditions where they're trampling over dead bodies, their feces, their urine.
Oh,
they're
just
so
horrible.
Sad and depressed.
Yeah.
It's horrible, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's horrible. How can people find out more about you and your message and your mission, please?
Well, we are Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. The website is rowdygirlsanctuary.org. That's the website. And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We just released a documentary called Ranch Rescue that you can find on YouTube on our website. It's a 30-minute documentary that kind of goes into how what happened to us during Hurricane Harvey. And we know we evacuated all the animals. And we touch on climate change and the need to really start rescuing ranches.
Wonderful. Thank you for all you're doing, and we really appreciate all the work you're doing, Renee, and come back again soon. Thank you so much. And we will
Thank
take a
you,
quick
Frankie.
Break. We'll be
to.
Back in just a moment. Yes, we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, 830 AM on the dial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.